Good morning, Tom. You know, Super Bowl is a great time to celebrate. And for singles, being at the Super Bowl can be a fun way to meet someone new. But this morning, a story that may give you some pause when dating, especially online. Mary Kay Beckman is lucky to be alive after a man she met on Match.com repeatedly stabbed her with a butcher knife, stomped her head, and left her for dead. Now, she is suing the dating website for $10 million, saying the company should have done more to protect her. I'm going inside her story with attorney and legal analyst Sunny Halston, who you have seen on ABC, CNN, and many more. Good morning, Sunny.
Good morning, Jackie.
Well, thanks for joining us. Listen, Match.com released a statement saying that while what happened to Mary Kay Beckman is tragic, her $10 million lawsuit blaming them is, in their word, absurd. Legally, does she have a case?
You know, I think what happened to her certainly is just terrible, and we wouldn't want that to happen to any of our loved ones. But I think her case is very weak at best. And that's because, you know, Match.com certainly is a website that facilitates people meeting each other, but they're not necessarily responsible for the behavior that happens once the two people do meet. And there are a lot of disclaimers on the website that give tips for the safety of all the participants online. So, you know, her position is, listen, they didn't warn me. They lulled me into a false sense of security, and they're to blame for what happened to me. And that just, in a court of law, won't really win the day. Her case and her arguments are very, very weak.
Well, Sunny, does Match.com have their client sign a release form that says if we hook you up with a fool, we're not responsible?
Or a murderer?
Yeah.
You know, they don't.
They don't?
They don't. And I think, you know, the important thing and maybe the takeaway from this terrible tragedy is that maybe Match.com will become a better corporate citizen, right? And that's what we want. Maybe they'll start doing background checks on the folks that are on the site. Maybe they'll start offering a cross-reference with the sexual offender registry. But in this particular case, this guy didn't have a criminal background. So even if a background check had been performed, that would not have necessarily prevented, again, this terrible act. And it's almost, go to a bar, you go to a club, you meet someone, and they turn out to be a crazy person. Is the club responsible for it? That wouldn't make a lot of sense. I think people do believe, wow, if you're in online and you're dating online and this is the venue, much like a club or another, you know, a party, the folks that are responsible for the party or the club aren't responsible for the crazy people that frequent the place.
Sunny, do you think they're going to throw it out of court?
I do.
I bet they don't.
But again, it's the sort, you know, she's asking for $10 million. It's the sort of case that if Match.com is smart, they pull her aside and they say, listen, we're really sorry that this happened to you. We're going to do better. We're going to offer more. And maybe that's the good
thing. And take care of your stab wounds?
Yeah.
Does it matter, Sunny, that this man admitted that he attacked this, you know, Ms. Beckman, and then he admitted to killing another woman he met on Match.com? Of course, no one can prosecute him. He killed himself in prison before this was able to go to trial. Does the family of the other woman have any kind of a case since she's dead?
Is
it the same? It's pretty much the same thing.
I think it's pretty much the same thing. And it sounds crazy, and you want someone to be responsible for these acts. He was put in jail, and he was serving a sentence for murdering the other woman. So the person that's responsible is the person that was put in jail and the person that killed himself. Is Match.com responsible? Unfortunately, I don't really think so. I think what you need to do when you're dating anyone, whether it be online or, again, someone you met at the club, do
Google
them. Work. Be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, Google.
Yeah, Google. Yeah, Google is not
helpful. Great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It can help.
Be, but
so you wouldn't take
answer.
This case, Sunny. If this woman came to you, you would not represent her in court because you feel like she doesn't have a case.
Well, I've never lost a case in my career.
All right, then.
I bet they settle.
You go ahead, Sunny Austin.
I bet they settle.
All right.
I bet they settle.
You're right.
We'll see. She's asking for about $400,000 in economic damages for medical bills. Maybe if Match.com is smart, they'll pay that.
That makes
pay something.
A good corporate citizen.
Yeah.
All right, Sunny Halston. Thank you so much, Sunny.
Thank you.